Welcome to all you who are visiting with us this afternoon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You are sent to the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
The Gloria is on page 6. Glory to God in the highest, and earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Loving and ever-living God, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation set free from slavery may render you service and ceaselessly proclaim your praise. Our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us listen to the word of God.
The first reading is a reading from the book of the pamphlet or prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. As a shepherd tends his flock when he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bound up. The sick I will heal. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. As for you, my sheep, says the Lord God, I will judge between one sheep and another, between rams and goats. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. My shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as Adam all die, so too, in Christ, shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ, the first fruits, then, at his coming, those who belong to Christ, then comes the end. When he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty, and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. When everything is subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who has subjected everything to him, so that God may be all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. He will separate from one from the other, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' The king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when we see you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger, naked, or ill, and in prison, and not ministered to your needs. You'll answer them, amen, I say to you, what you did for now, and what you did not do for the least of these, you did not do for me. And these will be punished with the righteous to eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. We talk all the time about God, who is love. And Jesus, of course, is the way we can know more what that means. If we'll notice, we're all called to love each other, but there's something else too, and that is those who are most in need need help from us. Not because they're more important, but because they need more. Some people don't have much to eat. We stop to think about that. Can you imagine people, maybe they eat once a day, maybe not? I remember a missionary telling me one time he talked to a little boy and he said, what did you have to eat today? The little boy said, oh, today's not my day to eat. We don't know that kind of things. And what this is calling us to remember the people that really hurt. It's not that I don't love everybody. But look at the need. What do you think about that? I know for my own self, never having been in that kind of situation, I don't understand it, and I don't understand it enough to be able to help as much as I could. And I think for us in our country, many of us are like that. We haven't experienced that kind of thing. And for, we just look around. If somebody falls down, why don't we help them up? We just think about that. Jesus is the shepherd. And so we're to follow the shepherd. And that's what Jesus was. If you notice, he went out of his way. He cured the blind. He fed the people in the desert. He was always looking for those who are most in need. And who are the ones that he tried to get to, but he didn't? These were the holy ones. The holy ones who kept all the laws. They did everything they're supposed to. They gave everything, all kinds of stuff. And they wouldn't help those who needed it. They did. They were the great ones, the great in their religion. They didn't do anything. They did look down on all those other people who didn't do all the wonderful obedience to the laws that he did. We give everything to the church. We do everything. All kinds of stuff like that. And Jesus said, all these people, you do not lift one finger to help them. What you do is you bleed them to give to the temple. What's this say to us? We need to look at the needs of people. We need that. This doesn't mean, like, if somebody doesn't make any attempt to be helpful or anything like that. Some people just don't have it for many different kinds of reasons. A lot of it depends, what is the family I was born into? Was it a family that helped me have a good start, or was it not? Was it a family where they didn't want me? Where they hurt me? Wouldn't care for me? If I was hungry, well, what? Just they wanted to eat. There's something left, we might give you some. You see, many people, it's my understanding now, who are really, really down and out. So very often we look at that and see why. And I ask myself, what if I had been born in a family that didn't care for me? Didn't care where I lived or died. You get out of here, I don't have to feed you. I end up in jail. If I had come from a family like that, I probably would be in jail, and I wouldn't be sitting here. That's why Jesus said, don't judge, because you don't know the whole story. Only God knows the whole story. But Jesus reminds us, the ones who are suffering, the ones who are in pain, the ones who are hurting, bind up their wounds. Help the stranger. All different kinds of things like that. And it's going to be different for different ones of us. We're called to love everybody. But when it comes to people who are in pain, people who are grieving, any kind of hurt that is there, our job then is to help to love them and help them in their need. That's what the Good Shepherd says. We're the sheep, and all what that means is follow the way Jesus was, the Good Shepherd. We have such a long way to go, and I know I certainly do. And I think back as my younger years, I never thought of that stuff at all. Oh, I was learning the theology and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't learn what really counts. Love. And the love goes in different ways, especially to those who need it. I remember seeing a sign that said, a person who is unlovable is the one who needs love the most. God bless you. Please stand for the Apostles' Creed.